The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God. Have faith also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I am going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be. Where I am going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back to our little rectory chapel where you just heard the exact same gospel that you will hear again on Sunday. Okay, so you'll pardon me this morning if I don't talk too much about the gospel. I only have but so many ideas, you know, and I got to use them on Sunday. So I've got another little thought for you here for the day, a little something that I hope you find helpful. I thought I'd tell you a little bit about Psalm number 2, okay? The reason why I talk about Psalm number 2 is because it shows up twice in our readings today. It was at the end of our first reading from Acts of the Apostles, where St. Paul quotes the second psalm. And then it was our entire psalm response, where we said again and again, "You are my son, this day I have begotten you." So a little tiny bit about Psalm number 2. Okay, so to understand Psalm number 2, what we have to do is we have to understand the Psalms. Okay, so here's how you understand the Psalms. The Psalms are a prayer book, and they contain everything that you will experience in your prayer in the whole course of your spiritual life. I don't care where you are in your spiritual life, it's in the Psalms, okay? You got all the highs and all the lows and all the hopes and all the disappointments and all the joys and all the sorrows and frustration, and it gets angry with God, and it's all there in the Psalms. And the whole book of the Psalms is introduced in a two-part introduction, okay? And those two parts are Psalm number 1 and Psalm number 2. Okay, so Psalm number 1. Psalm number 1 tells us that there's two paths that you can walk through life. There's the way that leads to death, and there's the way that leads to life. The way that leads to death is easy. The way that leads to death is easy. All you gotta do is keep company with sinful people and you'll become just like them. You'll end up becoming one of them yourself. That's what the psalm writer says. That's the way that leads to death. Okay, so I guess watch out who you hang out with. And then the way that leads to life, it says to become like a tree that's planted by the waters of God's wisdom. Stay there, rooted in God's wisdom until your roots go so far down that they can draw down the wisdom of God's nourishment, and you will become so strong that you'll stay fresh and green and healthy, even in the worst times, even when everybody else has fallen apart. That's Psalm number 1, okay? So Psalm number 2, it says that God's wisdom that we want to be rooted in, it's not an abstraction. It's not ethereal. It's not some kind of idea out there beyond the cosmos. It's a person. You are my beloved son, right? This day I have begotten you. Psalm number 2 says that God's wisdom became incarnate. And if we want to be rooted in his wisdom, we want to be rooted in him. There's only three times in the Bible in which God the Father is ever quoted. in the New Testament. Three times in the New Testament, I should say. They are at Jesus' baptism, at Jesus' transfiguration, and just before Jesus is condemned to death. And two of those three times, he uses the exact same words as you hear in Psalm number 2. This one right here. This is my beloved son. Okay, so this is a really important idea. Because people will often ask, gosh, what's the secret of living? What's the mystery that I'm supposed to grasp to show me the right way to go and the right things to do and the right way to think? And what we basically proclaim is that it's not a mystery at all. It's a person. God's wisdom became incarnate. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And this is what the Lord was saying when you heard the gospel. I am the way and the truth and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. Now you want to hear that and understand it. It's very hard to hear that, especially in our own age, which is dogmatically relativistic. You might have never thought about this before, but we're living in this time which is dogmatically against dogma, universally against universals, absolutely against absolutes, intolerant of intolerance, and nobody recognizes the contradiction in that. Nobody recognizes it's a dogmatic absolute all by itself. And basically it forces a choice. Where are you going to place your trust? Where are you going to place your faith? Wouldn't it be easier if Jesus would just be one philosopher among many, right? Just one more voice out there, one more light in the heavens among so many hundreds and thousands of others? Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a lot easier, and we'd all fit in to the culture, wouldn't we? But we weren't meant to fit in. We were meant to stand out, meant to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Well, the price tag of doing that is recognizing that the Jesus is what he says. He's not one voice among many. He's the way and the truth and the life. And he tells his apostles at the end of this gospel, he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. Don't let your hearts be afraid. Notice, that's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. You want to know how you keep that commandment? Be rooted in his wisdom and be rooted in him. Amen.